High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 6-1 Strathaven Panthers and the 1-6 Harrington Rams.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, tonight, if you're looking at it on paper, could be what's considered for the Strathaven Panthers a trap game. Coming off of consecutive shutouts and now with a 1-6 opponent sitting in front of them and a date with Garnet Valley looming 7 days from now, a trap game is, well, it could be just that. If the Panthers don't come out looking sharp tonight, there is a hungry team here at Harrington on senior night. 15 seniors being honored right here in front of us during pregame and ready to rock and roll for the Rams on their home turf. Strathaven better be ready for Harrington just 15 minutes from now. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play as the 6-1 Panthers taking on the 1-6 Rams. And like we said, on paper, this looks like a bit of a mismatch here. But still, the Panthers have to show up. And in fact, 2 years ago when we were here, it looked very similar in terms of, well, it could be a game where Strathaven rolls. Ended up being a little closer than they thought. The Panthers came out sloppy. They had penalties. They fumbled twice inside the 10-yard line. 27-7 was the score, and in a, let's say, less than satisfying performance. And the Panthers trying to avoid that again tonight. They've not had the passing game on track in the last couple of weeks. They fumbled the ball quite a bit in the last couple of weeks as well. So trying to clean up some smooth out some of the rough edges here going into tonight against a team that is absolutely game. And talking with Coach Justin Meller for the Rams beforehand, he says, look, these kids just keep showing up. They keep battling. They have a good crop of ninth graders. They're ready for their JV game in a couple of days as well. So, again, this is a program starting to build back up on the rise, not dissimilar to your Panthers, who are looking for win number 7 tonight. And Mike Mayer joining us as always. And Mike, it's been interesting to watch the Panthers develop week over week, and that's been the motto for Coach Clancy, you know, obviously very successful for, you know, 20-some, 30-some years now, saying, look, we just want to get better every week. And in some respects, the Panthers have gotten better every week. Others, the turnovers have been sloppy. Untimely penalties have been sloppy. So a chance to right the ship a little bit tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, they seem to have played the level of their competition. They've played well enough to be able to win games. They're 6-1, so, you know, that looks real good. So my concern going into tonight is realizing that Harrington is struggling, that they'll kind of take it easy. And, you know, struggling teams are not willing to give up. Struggling teams are going to come in and try to take advantage. And, you know, these kids practice like everybody else. They try to get the ball out there like everybody else. I mean, they're looking for an upset. And if Haven gives them an opportunity through sloppy play or just not playing aggressively, that could come back and bite them. Now, can they sustain it and can they beat them? We have no idea, but that's not the point. We would like to see some improvement. We'd like to see cleaner ball handling. I would, as I mentioned in the 50-yard line this week, would like to see a bit more practice with the passing game. They're going to need a passing game going into the playoffs. And I know Coach Clancy doesn't want to talk about playoffs, and that's fine. But, you know, realistically, they have to develop some kind of a passing game, because otherwise, on film, you know, when we get into the playoffs, teams are going to take one look and say, well, just play the box. We'll kill them. I mean, if they can't get out of the box, they have no second alternative. So I'd like to see that established. I, of course, like to see 7- and 8-yard passing rather than 40-yard passing, but that's not my call. But other than that, tonight what I'm really hoping for is a little bit of passing, relatively clean game, mistake-free, and I'd like to see the defense continue. They have been extremely aggressive. They've been right on the target. They were terrific last week. They were even terrific in the loss to Haverford. A couple of big plays for Haverford blew the score open. But, you know, realistically, and again, you have to count the big plays. Obviously, people look for big plays. But realistically, if for sustained plays, it was a 12-14 nothing ball game, which is extremely respectable in that game. And I just was very impressed with the defense. And I just thought that our offense was played a better team. And that was, you know, I think we could play Haverford 10 times this year and probably would not be able to pull out a win in 10 times. We may get closer. But mm-hmm. I don't know that we could beat them. So I'm anxious for tonight. I want to see a good, clean game in anticipation for what's going to be a very tough game next week.
Should be a tough game next week, but this one tonight, ready to get underway in just a moment. Strathaven in the locker room still should be out momentarily. But right here in front of us, we have the Harrington Rams, 15 seniors being honored here beforehand. They are taking a group photo near the 50-yard line here. They are in their fire engine red jerseys with white numerals, black pants, and white helmets. With
thank
the
goodness they changed that outfit. 2 years ago, I think it was. As a matter of fact, the cheerleaders are wearing the old jerseys.
Yes.
Somebody saw a design that saw a charcoal jersey with black lettering outlined in red and said, that's pretty sharp. And I'm sure on paper it looked terrific.
And up close it is, actually.
And yeah, and if we were standing next to them while they were running the plays, we could have been able to spot them. But from the booth, and I thought maybe later with the film, I'd be able to track their stats. Never happened. You could not make out the numbers. So these are, like, wonderful. And, of course, this booth here at Harrington is just a terrific spot. They always put us in. It's very comfortable, and on cooler nights like this, it you know, we can go without our coats if we want, and it's just nice. It's a beautiful facility. It's a smaller facility, but it's beautiful.
And we'll be right back here 2 weeks from now.
That's right.
To play Lower Marion. Right. So the Panthers will become very familiar with this field over the next few weeks. But in the meantime, they have made their way onto the field, moving from our right to our left and headed to that far sideline in their silver helmets, black pants, white jerseys with black numerals, and Strathaven led by head coach Kevin Clancy looking for career win number 312 tonight. So 311 wins, 244 of them at Strathaven, and again facing Justin Meller and the Rams here in front of us at the near sideline. And
I should add, if I can interrupt just for a second, there's only one set of stands at Harrington. We're obviously all together. The Strathaven band is on our right, and the Harrington band is on our left. So we will check the field mic to make sure we're not blowing everybody out of their seats at home and that they can hear us, but that usually works out pretty well. But that means that all the stands, everybody's together, which is kind of fun in its own little way.
So we'll keep you posted also on scores from elsewhere around the Central League and around, especially as we get into crunch time now for playoff predictions and so forth. We'll have more to say about that at halftime. Right now, though, as we've posted on the website, Strathaven, if the playoffs were starting today, they'd be the 3 seed in a 16-team tournament, the 5A level, and would take on the 14 seed. I don't expect that to hold, but we'll save that for halftime. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll see where the Panthers end up and, of course, where everybody else around them, Cheltenham, Academy Park, Westchester East, Kennett, Penwood, all still in the mix and all with big games tonight and in the next couple of weeks to sort out the top six. Top eight seeds will get a first-round home playoff game. We had some friends asking before the game, like, wait, are we getting a home playoff game?
Right,
and I would say at this point with six wins, I'm projecting that, yes, week 11 this year will be at George L. King Field. And if you land in the top four and everything plays to seed, you could even be there a second week. So we'll see how that goes. And for the Panthers, the seniors we celebrated last week on their senior night, it was their last regular season home game. But as it turns out, they have earned themselves a home playoff game in week 11 as of right now. So we'll keep things posted as we get score updates from elsewhere, 5A and 6A. A couple of really big games. One big crossover game affecting some top seeds here or near the top seeds. Top-seeded Downingtown West at 6A there, 7-0, taking on the number 4 seed in 5A, Westchester East, tonight. So Downingtown West at Westchester East, that should be a good one. North Penn at CB West, 6-1 versus 7-0. That's for years and years up where, you know, near where I grew up was always the game of the year up there. And, again, both teams playing very well this year. And North Penn, I would say, is even maybe a little bit favored over the Bucks tonight. But everybody in Doylestown would probably disagree for the moment. So another game With 5A playoff considerations here in the Chessmont. Unionville versus Ruston. 4-3 Unionville versus 5-2 Ruston could shake things up a little bit. Upper Darby at Garnet Valley as we get closer to the Central League now. Upper Darby 3-4. Three huge injuries for them and still suffering because of it. They're you know, leading tackler, inside linebacker, their best running back, Kareem McAdams, and their starting quarterback, Kevin Kerwood, still out tonight. So Garnet Valley looking to move to 7-1 and keep that stranglehold on the atop the Central League, at least until the Panthers have something to say next week, maybe.
Yep.
Also closer to home in the Central League, we've got Pencrest visiting Marple Newtown and Conestoga at Springfield. Tomorrow night, Haverford at Ridley should be a good one. So
if you want to
go check that one out, then please do.
Any idea why there's so many Saturday games? Andrew brought that up, and I said, that is interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Perhaps with the holiday midweek, it gives the team an extra day of practice, but I'm not sure. So captains meeting at midfield, including for Harriton, is number 11, quarterback Matt Branow. Number 42, Max Copley, is a starting running back, also a senior. Another senior wide receiver, Darrell Cresswell, and a 60 who we do not have on our number 60 is not on our roster, so we'll maybe check with the PA announcer and find out who number 60 is tonight. There were a couple of changes. For the Panthers, John Wilson, Sam Burke, John Prochniak, and Jack Henry are your senior captains at midfield. They shake hands, and we will be ready for the opening kickoff when we come back. So, quick pregame, and people ready to go, ready to rock and roll here in week 8 of the high school football season in District 1. Glad you're joining us live from the archive on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Harriton marching in it, playing the Star Spangled Banner. Thrilled to be here tonight on an absolutely gorgeous night for football here. It feels like fall, everybody in maybe a hooded sweatshirt or just some long sleeves, but again, feeling like fall here. And we did get confirmation. Number 60 tonight is Shane Sullivan. He's worn 50 most of the season, one of their leading tacklers, and plays on the offensive line as well. But Shane Sullivan wearing 60 in red tonight for the Rams. Thanks again to Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and the spotting. You'll hear from them at halftime. We'll have all sorts of football and maybe even some baseball talk in between. But in the meantime, the Panthers will get the ball first, move left to right as we start things. Ebo Pio will wait at about the 10-yard line, flanked to his right by Matt Schuler, to his left by Jairus Adams. And number 17 is teeing it up. That's Rajav Duvady. So Duvady, 6'1 senior. He's your kicker and will do some punting as well. But Duvady is ready to go. Ebo Pio has had quite a season in the return game this year. Looking to maybe get the Panthers off to good field position to start things. All right, here we go. Duvady has it teed. Panthers ready to roll, and we are underway in week 8. Here's a short, quick kick coming towards one of the upbacks. No, it's going to go straight through to Jairus Adams. He comes up the left hash mark straight ahead, and Jairus across the 35 out to the 36-yard line, and that's where the Panthers will start things. Your starting quarterback tonight is Jack Ryder. Fullback will be John Prochniak and Jairus Adams sharing time there. Evan Blake and Ebo Pio, the halfbacks. You may see some of Matt Schuler as well. Tight end is John Wilson. Split end is Jason Stone. Center is Mike Golay, Jack Henry, Alex Shahadi, Matt Dowdy, and Sam Burke round out the line, and the Panthers ready to snap it here just inside the left hash from the 36. On first and 10, wing T, wing to the left. Under center, and they give it to John Prochniak. Lots of room off the right side. He spins away from one man and across the 42-yard line, out to the 42-yard line. Give him six on his first carry of the evening. Harrington defense includes Shane Sullivan up front at the defensive end spot. He's joined there by Matt DeCecco, Gianfranco Colella, Nick Tevis up front. Linebackers are Jackson Smith, Max Copley, Josh Smith. Secondaries includes Fisher, Fleesbark, Cresswell, and Barnes. All right, we'll get to the rest of that. Here's second and four. Give is approaching. Lots of running room. Cuts to his right now. Speed. Third, 45-40, and down near the 30-yard line. Explosive run from Prochniak down to the Harrington 31-yard line. Give him 19 plus 8. That's 27 yards on a burst up the middle. Ooh. Good push up front by the big the 5 plus the tight end.
Yeah, they're opening up wide holes in the front line, and Harrington's got to do something to shut this down. Haven's also sealing off the linebackers, and that's going to be disastrous.
Second tight end checks out. That's Christian Major, and they bring in Jason Stone as a split end here. He split to the left side. Tight end to the right, to the left also is Wilson. Ebo Pio wing to the left on first down. They give is to Evan Blake. He cuts it back to the right. And Blake into the secondary. Still on his feet. Bounces to the right side. Still going out inside the 20-yard line. Give Evan 11 tough yards for number 18. Nice work there, Evan Blake.
Yep, Evan's got to watch that ball. They were tearing at it pretty good, and his elbow went out, but he held on.
Nicely done there, and the Panthers at the edge of the red zone here. They'll put it down at the right hash on the 20-yard line. 10:25 and counting to play here on the opening drive. Panthers, three straight runs and double digits on the last couple of efforts. Ebo Pio into the backfield. Wing to the right is Blake. Nine-man front, and they give it to Pio. He's got a little bit of room off that right side. Ducks inside for a few. I think they'll spot it about the 16. Nice work there by the middle of the defense. DeCecco in on the stop for the Rams. Brings up second down and about six. So Jack Ryder jogs in the play from the far sideline. Panthers again moving left to right in front of us. 9:49 to play here in the opening quarter. I'll try to keep you posted on score updates from elsewhere, but for right now, Panthers from the 16-yard line is Prochniak. He cuts back to the right, and he's going to drive the pile. They've gang tackle very well at about the 6, but he's going to move the chains. In fact, they'll drop him on the sideline there. We're first and goal to go from the 7. 9 more yards for Prochniak, who was held in check last week by Springfield. They keyed in on the fullback, and, of course, the halfbacks got loose the rest of the night, and then Jairus Adams came in as well to spark them, but season low in yardage for Prochniak last week, just 23 on the ground. He still leads Delaware County in rushing by a reasonably good margin. He's your fullback now in the wing tee. They're on the 7-yard line. Panthers looking to get on the board first. Gives to Ebo Pio off the right side. He's going to dance his way for a few. Nice open field tackle there by Cresswell to drop him at the 3-yard line. So another 4 yards for the Panthers, and knocking on the door now, second and goal from the 3.
This is pretty much the way Clancy drew it up when he was thinking about it. So let's see if they can finish it off and get in the end zone.
8:45, 8:44 and counting to play in the opening quarter. T formation. Nope, they go wing to the left with Ebo Pio. Behind Ryder is Prochniak and Blake. They give it to Prochniak. He follows Blake into the end zone. His 10th touchdown of the year. First in 3 weeks. And John Prochniak has the Panthers on the board. 8:31 to play in the opening quarter. Like you said, Mike, just how they drew it up.
Yep, that's what they wanted.
Ground and pound, 7 plays. Nice drive there. Again, good return from Jairus Adams to the 36. Got him out to the 36. And then Emmett Young on for the extra point now. But 64 yards in 7 plays. Nicely done for the Panthers. Ryder to hold. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty long enough. And Emmett Young up and good.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Will do. Sounds good, Emmett. All right. Panther defense coming up next. Rams trying to answer. Strathaven on the board early here at Arrington. Glad you're joining us. Live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High School. 7-0 Strathaven. John Prochniak's 10th touchdown of the season. 45 yards of the 64 covered in that drive, and 7-0 is your score. Emmett Young, high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Cresswell at the 10-yard line. He comes up the right hash. A little bit of running room here, but then dropped at the 27-yard line. Good downfield tackling there by Alex Hemingway. And the Rams will start at about the 28-yard line. The Rams without their leading rusher tonight. Teddy Molyneux is out. So Matt Branagh will likely have Max Copley in the backfield with him. Darrell Cresswell, Jackson Smith, Nick Tevis will be on the outside. Center is Ryan Marsh. Guards are Michelangelo Berardi and Zach Rubin. Tackles are Shane Sullivan and Nate Greenhall. We'll get to the Panther defense momentarily as they open with four wide receivers. Split to this near side. It's number 14, Matt Krebs. Pistol look. Branagh in the gun. On first and 10 from the 28. He moves the halfback to his left, and he's going to roll that side, and he's going to be slammed down by Christian Major. They'll lose a couple here. I think forward progress will be generous here. They'll give it. Now they're going to move him back. He's going to lose about six. Sorry, I was on the wrong side of the 25 there. All the way back to the 24. Major did not bite on the fake and just buries Branagh on the first look. Second down and 6:14 upcoming here. Panther defense. We'll get to that lineup just in just a second here. A couple of changes up front here for the Panthers, but talk about that in just a moment. Second and 14. Branagh on the gun. Copley behind him. Two receivers to either side. They move Copley to his right hip this time. On second and 14, back to pass. Looking, a little screen underneath, and Matt Dowdy's can't. It gets away from one man, and this is a nice work there by Copley. He crosses the 30 out to the 31. So gain of 7 on the play. It'll bring up third down and about 7. Panther defense tonight includes Christian Major at one defensive end. Opposite him is Alex Shahadi, as they will be without Aiden Prochniak tonight. Sam Burke and Matt Dowdy are your tackles. We'll see Mike Golay at times as well. Inside backers, John Wilson and John Prochniak. Evan Blake and Matt Schuler are your outside backers. The corners, Chase Barlow and Jairus Adams. Ebo Pio is your free safety. Third and 7. From their own 31-yard line, Harrington trying to answer, trailing 7-0. Branagh with their opening drive here, trying to keep it going. Panthers rush 4. Back is Branagh under heavy pressure, and he dumps underneath, incomplete. Shallow cross intended for Seth Fleeser. Falls incomplete, and 4th and 7 upcoming. Panther defense forces the 3 and out.
But John Wilson and who was the other? It was right there. Two defenders right there. If he'd made the catch, it would have been good for a couple of yards. That'd been the end of it.
Good pressure up front there from Dowdy and Burke up the middle. Corey Harris has checked into the game now on 4th down. He will rotate in. I should have mentioned that earlier. Harris back in the lineup again. Had a great week last week in his return from injury against Springfield. All right. On to punt it is Harrington. They get it away. It's a wobbler. It's angling towards P.O. He says get away from it. It'll take a Harrington roll across the 45 inside the 40 and trickle its way down to the Strathaven 36. So they'll start the drive, 37 we'll call it. They start the drive about where they started their opening one, which, again, 7 plays, 64 yards later, they're in the end zone. So the Panthers up 7-0 here, 6:34 to play in the opening quarter. See if there's anybody else on the board early around District 1 or District 12. In fact, there is. Marple Newtown on top of Pencrest, 7-0 as Eric McKee scored on an 8-yard run. Thanks to our buddies at MarpleNewtownFootball.net and the Tigers Radio Network.
Yeah, a little plug right now. Pencrest is putting together a broadcast team right now of adults. They're hoping to get permissions and maybe do something for their Thanksgiving game this year.
Ah, very cool. Very good. All right, first and 10 for the Panthers. Referees spot the ball, and they open again with two tight ends. Mazur to the left, Wilson to the right, and they give to Evan Blake. He's got a little running room off the left side, spins forward, and then lunges out to the 44-yard line. Good work there by Evan. Picking up seven.
You know, when you're 6'4", leaning forward is good for about a yard.
That's right. Nice work there up front. And Blake, three carries for just 9 yards last week. But, again, you know, you can't say it enough. Things that don't show up on the stat sheet, he is one of the better blocking running backs you're going to find. And, remember, played tight end last year. So, again, just a very effective, strong blocker. And that's a huge part of the Panther running attack. On second and three, give inside his approaching act, but stumbled over his own man there, or else he'd be gone.
He had some steam built up and he lost his footing.
Lost his footing out at the 49, so still picks up five and a Panther first down. They'll move the chains, spot the ball on the left hash just shy of midfield, but Prochniak, five carries for 50 yards and a score already in this one. So they break the huddle quickly. Tight end to the right is John Wilson. Mazur to the left again. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Now on second down, it's Mustang sweep coming this way. Is Pio with a blocker in front. He goes in outside 40 and shoved out of bounds on this near sideline. He's going to have another first down. Nice work there. Good read behind Alex Shahadi, who is pulling. Started to follow him and then kicked it to the outside. They'll put it down about the 37-yard line. 12 more for Ebo Pio, who comes in as the third leading rusher in Delaware County. Tied for second in touchdowns. And, again, just a high-powered rushing attack for the Panthers here. Got two of the top three in terms of yardage. You mix in Jarris Adams and Evan Blake, and you've got threats everywhere. Split end to the left is Jason Stone. Motion man and back to pass for the first time is Ryder. Looking. He wants the wheel route. Has a man out there. Flag on the play. It is juggled and incomplete. Pio had a shot inside the 10. Couldn't hold it. I think it'll be coming back anyway. You might end up with whole offensive holding here. So, Panthers trying to get the passing attack going, but this one's going to come back anyway. Holding on the offense, spot foul from the 41. So this is going to turn this into first and 20-something here when they march it off. 5:20 to play here in the opening quarter. So took their shot downfield. Pio was open by, 8 yards probably?
Oh, yeah, he was open for a long time, too, and it wasn't like he broke free. They didn't quite cover him. Which, of course, is one of the few advantages of not throwing the ball very often. It's not taken very seriously, right. So... I don't know how much they practice, defending the pass.
All right, so the Panthers back on their side of midfield here at the 49-yard line. Call it, the 48.
Now.
Okay, they're going to
keep talking or keep moving it back.
All right, here we go. Stone split end to the left again. First and 23 now from their own 48. Wing to the right is Blake. Give inside. This is Prochniak. Lots of running room across the 45 back into Harrison territory to the 40, just shy of the 40. So, 11 more yards there for, or 10 more yards, rather, for Prochniak. Gets them into second and 13.
Yeah, somewhat more manageable.
Somewhat more manageable, right.
Yeah.
And they're right now averaging, Prochniak 10 yards a carry, PO 7.5, and Blake 9. So they're just ripping off chunks of yardage here. The holding penalty, the only blemish so far. Second and 14. It's Prochniak one more time. Off left tackle. Bounces outside. He's got some running room. Still pushing the pile down near the 33. So it'll bring up third down and about 6 when they come back. So again, 8 more for John. Keeping him busy after, a frustrating week last week. But again, for all we talk about the offensive stats, how about a season-high 16 tackles for 32 last week?
Right.
He and John Wilson were just fantastic in the middle against Springfield.
The defense has been spectacular. I mean, there have been individual players, but really a team effort. That between a lot of coverage stuff going on that makes the linemen look better and the linebackers.
All right, two tight ends again. On third down and 5, it's Prochniak one more time, and he is belted. Good work stepping up by Cresswell, who was there to meet him. You're going to end up with fourth and about a yard. Still certainly four down territory.
Yeah,
and four,
27 to 28. Yeah. So
you're going to forego the 46-yard field goal try and say, look, we think we can get a yard here as well as we've been running it. Coach Clancy's thinking about it there. He's going to run the play in. with Jack Ryder as the clock continues to melt. 335, 334 and counting to play here in the opening
quarter. So far, Harden's only had the ball for three plays, right? Yeah, just
right.
The one possession.
Three and out. Yep. All right, here we go. Fourth and a long one. Gives Debo Pio a little running room, and he's got a first down and more into the secondary. Still on his feet, bounces left, still going inside, still pushing the pile, and Debo Pio inside the 5 to the 4. Give him 24 yards, and he is just not going to be denied. And we said something a week ago. He just runs bigger than that 155-pound frame.
But I will tell you, I said this last week, he is solid. I mean, yep. There is an ounce of fat on the kid. And I'm sure tackling him is like trying to tackle a piece of metal.
All right, so they'll put it down just shy of the 3-yard line. First and goal to go for the Panthers. Ryder with two tight ends in front of him, wing T behind him. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On first and goal from the 3. P.O. one more time, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. Very methodical. They follow a 64-yard drive with a 63-yard drive. Same result. And the Panthers are clicking right now. 13-0, extra point coming as Ebo Pio has himself 50 yards and a touchdown on 5 carries. Prochniak was 74 on a touchdown, and now Emmett Young on for his second extra point try. Ryder to hold it, he puts it down, kick is long enough, and it is good just inside the left upright.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Thanks for the effort, Emmett. Thanks for the effort for the Panther offense and defense thus far. 2:46 to play in the opening quarter. 14-0 Panthers. The Rams trying to answer when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Ebo Pio's 8th rushing touchdown of the year has the Panthers on top. 14-0 here late in the first quarter. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. Cresswell on one hash, Copley on the other, and they go towards Cresswell with a high end-over-end kick. He'll field it at the 10-yard line and come up that right hash. He's got a little bit of speed and now bounces outside, out near midfield, and nice work there by Jason Stone to track him down with help from Christian Mazur. But nice work by Darrell Cresswell on senior night all the way out to the 49-yard line, and the Rams offense in much better shape to start their second drive. Found a little seam there, and he's wearing number 3 this year. Remember, he wore 14 last year. But he checks out of the game momentarily. And Matt Branagh, another senior at quarterback. He has the offense huddled up at the moment. They are on the right hash here. And they split a receiver to each side, slot to each side, and Max Copley behind him in the pistol. On first and 10, they move Copley now to the right of the quarterback. Play fake, and they a little tight end dump. It's complete. First down and more as they go to Nick Tevis, the slot receiver, down to the Panther 36-yard line. Quick little hitter there. Just dumped it over the linebackers. And
I like that play.
Gain of 15. Caught the Panthers napping right there and just right up the hash, and it's certainly a big target. Tevis, 6'4", 225. You know, tight end type size, but they're lining up in the slot, and the Panthers will have to pay attention to him. All right, nice delivery from Branagh. First and 10 here for Harrington. All right, they come set. And takes the shotgun snap, now juggles it. He's going to be in trouble here, and they've got him wrapped up, and down he goes. Alex Shahadi with a sack back to the 43-yard line. So, boy, we watching the film last week, every time Harrington had one or two things go well, you'd see some sort of disruptive penalty. They had a lot of pre-snap formation penalties and false starts, or they'd juggle a handoff or something, and there, you know, big 15-yard gain, and now second and 17 all of a sudden after the juggled snap. So the Panthers can turn these pass rushers loose a little bit. Corey Harris in there at defensive tackle now. Shahadi at defensive end to that left side of the defensive formation. Two receivers to either side for Harrington. Pistol look. Cresswell in the backfield alongside of Branagh, and they give it to Cresswell. A lot of running room momentarily, and the Panthers close quickly. Prochniak and John Wilson stop him at about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, good hole over the line, but, you know, good for 3 or 4 yards so the linebackers closed in. So nice blocking by the front line.
All right, third down and 12 here for Harrington, likely in four-down territory here, so the Panthers need to be tough with this series. Trying to hold them off in this first quarter. 55 seconds and counting to play in this opening stanza. 14-0 Strathaven jumping out early in their first of three straight road games.
I tried that quick pass again. I really like that.
Well, Tevis has checked out of the game. They've got two receivers split to either side, slot to either side as well. But, hey, doesn't mean he can't throw to somebody else. Cresswell in the backfield. On third down, Brano's back. Looks folks to the flat, complete to Cresswell, and he steps up right into the arms of Evan Blake. Beautiful open field work by Blake. Got help there from Corey Harris to finish it off, and you lose a bunch on the play. Nice job by Evan stepping up for a loss of four.
Cresswell didn't have much of a chance. Ball was thrown slightly behind him, which made him stop. If he had gotten some forward momentum, I'm not too sure he would have gotten more than a few yards, but that certainly was not a help.
So now fourth and 15 after the loss on the play. And, Mike, I think they liked your call. They were going to go back to that play, but he had to pull it down. The Panthers had that covered, dumped it into the flat instead. And in the meantime, we've come to the end of the first quarter. So it's been 10 straight quarters that this Panther defense has kept the opponent out of the end zone. They'll look to do more of that when we start the second quarter in just a moment. Be back on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Coffin with the stats and spotting, and we'll hear from them at halftime. 14-0 Strathaven as we start the second quarter. Fourth and 15 for Harrington from the Panther 41-yard line. Terrific kick return from Darrell Cresswell, got him near midfield, and now trying to extend this drive. Panthers look like they're going to rush four with seven defensive backs. More or less, three receivers. Trips to the right of Brano. Cresswell on his left hip, single receiver to the left. Back, looking to his right, stepping up in the pocket. Brano's hit from behind, and down he goes. Shahadi with his second sack of the series. And the Panther defense holds.
Boy, they only rushed four guys, and three of them got in the backfield. That's not good.
Alex Shahadi just need to catch his breath here for a minute. Looks a little shaken up after the play. They keep him on the field here as he's one of your starting offensive linemen as well. He may need to check out for just a moment. All right. So Corey Harris will stay in and play offensive guard for this moment. First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 43-yard line. Quick score update. CB West has jumped out early on North Penn, 13-0 in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for Garnet Valley on Upper Darby. 7-0 is Marple Newtown over, who are they playing tonight? Now up to 14. All right, but we'll correct that in a moment here. First and 10. Give on the sweep here, looking for a room is Evan Blake off this left side. He's got the long stride going, 45-40 with a blocker in front. It cuts inside of Dowdy, still on his feet, and Evan Blake down to the 21-yard line. 37 yards later, Evan Blake with a bundle, and Panthers sharing the ball pretty evenly right now. Blake with 54 on the ground, P.O. with 50. And John Prochniak was 74, three-headed monster in this backfield, and more to come as Jarris Adams just checked in. Blake catches his breath on the sideline. From the Harrington 22, two tight ends set again. Adams is your fullback. Matt Schuler in the backfield with Ebo Pio wing to the left. On first down, gives to Schuler off that left side, and Schuler dances into the secondary. They rip at the ball, and he loses the football. Yep. And coming away with it, I think, is Harrington. We'll see. Yep. And indeed they do. On top of the football at the 14-yard line is Shane Sullivan. Schuler had some running room, but the sophomore has it ripped out of his hands here, and he's going to hang his head momentarily, but they need to get him back here and play some strong safety and see, hey, time to bounce back.
Now, listen, you know, they've been dealing with this all year long. If you're going to try to maintain your run, if you're going to try to go for that extra couple of yards, you must secure the ball because you're becoming a target now. You're slowed down. You're stood up. You're, you know, the ball's sitting right there. You're going to go down. It's just a matter of somebody grabbing at it, and you got to hang on.
All right. Here we go. Panther defense back on the field. Trips left for Harrington. Moving left to right here in this second quarter. Copley in the backfield with Matt Brownell, who's in the shotgun. He takes the snap. Now gives it. Now it's on the ground. Scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Let's see. Standing up with the football is Corey Harris. Corey Harris says, all right, we'll get you right back. Don't worry about it, Matt.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. Merry Christmas.
So nice work there. The exchange just never made. Brownell had trouble with the snap again, and then the handoff to Copley just never connected. And Corey Harris with his first fumble recovery of the year had 2.5 sacks a week ago, and now first and goal for the Panthers from the Harrington 9.
Well, you're right. I mean, you were talking earlier, Brian, about, you know, when they do something good, they turn around and do something bad. And it's just, Harrington just cursed this year, I guess.
Schuler in the backfield with Jairus Adams. Wing left is P.O., and they play fake back to passes. Ryder, he fires to the flat, complete to Matt Schuler, who's going to spin his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Oh, they fake inside. They go right back to him, and Matt Schuler with his first varsity touchdown. How about that? And nice delivery there, and again, nice play to bounce to get a young man bouncing back after a mistake.
Well, they also had somebody else open in the end zone as well. The whole right side was open, so he had a lot of options.
Ryder's second touchdown pass of the season has the Panthers with a 20-0 lead, and Emmett Young on for the extra point. Snap is good, ball spotted, kick is away, plenty long enough, and right down Broadway. 21-0, thanks to Emmett Young.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Great work, Emmett. Great work, Matt Schuler. First touchdown for his varsity career, first of what he hopes are many to come. So, here we go. 11 minutes to go before halftime. We got plenty of more action coming. We're glad you're with us on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High School, 21-0 Strathaven. And Emmett Young with a pooch kick high, short end over end. It's going to come down to one of the up men, and taking a catch and taking a knee is Chip Hocken. Chip Hockheimer. So the senior takes a knee at the 33-yard line. And Harrington will start right there. So two turnovers now for Harrington, and the Panthers have made them pay twice. This one, just a 9-yard scoring drive, one play. Matt Schuler with the reception, not the rush on that one. But, again, beautiful work there from Ryder on the delivery. And you were right, Mike, they had multiple receivers open out there. So here we go. Shotgun look, two receivers either side for Harrington. Matt Branos has Max Copley on his right hip. On first down, they give it to Copley. He's got a little bit of running room. Bounces out to his right, and nothing doing after that. Corey Harris and John Prochniak wrap him up after gain of maybe a yard. So, you know, we talked about the Panthers now have gone 10 straight quarters without a touchdown. You know, the Panthers also, before that last completion, went 9 quarters without completing a pass.
Right.
So good to get, you know, a nice easy completion in the flat there. A lot of passes have gone deep down the field, which, again, are, you know, not impossible, but lower percentage. And nice to hit Schuler wide open, and then, you know, for him to score on that play was maybe a big boost to the passing game. All right, 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right on 2nd down and 9. Brano in the shotgun, Copley on his right hip. He is back, looking back to his right. Has a man out here, and it's going to be underthrown, and Chase Barlow goes up and knocks it away. Good work there by number four, Jackson Smith, to come play defensive back in a way there.
Yeah, as, no doubt.
Barlow looked like he had that lined up for another interception.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to catch that, no problem.
So Smith climbs over the top and swats it away, and it turns it to third down and nine instead of a Panther football. Good work there by Barlow, who's had a couple passes defensed again last week, has an interception already, and has been he's been a find.
A couple knockdowns last week.
Corner, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, two receivers to either side. Third down and nine. Harrison trying to sustain a drive here. They have one first down on the night. Trying to pick up a second one here from their own 34. Motion man is Cresswell, and they look that way. Now come back over the middle, and they throw a little inside screen here and running room momentarily across the 40-yard line. This is Copley at the 45. Hit from behind, but nicely designed play.
Yep.
They
yep.
send Cresswell in motion to the left. All the eyes went that way, and then they sneak Copley back across for a little middle screen, beautiful design, and Harrington with a first down after a gain of 15.
Yeah, that was really a terrific, well-designed play. As a matter of fact, it was so well-designed, I wish somebody on our side would take a look at it. Because I think we could do extremely well with the screen with our blocking and our speed.
Yep.
But we don't seem to have it in our forte.
Not just yet. All right, here we go. Three receivers now to the right. They bunch it to the short side of the field here. From the right hash. Cresswell in the backfield. Jackson Smith split far to the left. On first and 10, it's Cresswell off the left side, cuts back to his right. Shahadi there to meet him. He leans forward across the midfield stripe to the Panther 48. So a gain of three brings up second down and seven. So they bring in the play quickly, and Branow sharing time to some degree with Logan Rothberg. Rothberg, just a freshman, but has seen some varsity action in the last couple weeks. But Branow on senior night is getting plenty of reps here, and we've seen him each of the last couple years. He was in the lineup as a sophomore.
Yep.
So three receivers to the left here, one to the right. Cresswell in the backfield again. On second down and seven, Branow's back. Looking. He'll set another screen to this flat here, and he is buried. Thrown backwards, another tackle for loss for Corey Harris. Mm. Boy, they've missed him. Not to say the defense hasn't been outstanding all year, really.
He's just another arrow in the quiver, man. He's out there.
He is a difference maker that at end or tackle, 58 in white, has had.
He closes so quickly.
Yep. So here we go. Loss of six on the play, seven on the play. Back to the 45-yard line. Third down and 14 now for Harrington from their own 45.
Haverford's had so many losses on plays. They're only up to 19 yards on the ground.
19 total, right, yeah. Total yards. Two receivers to either side. Cresswell in the backfield with Branow on third and 14. Panthers pin their ears back, and here they come. He gets it away quickly. It is juggled and incomplete. Tried the quick slant to Tevis, and nice work there by Wilson and Schuler converging quickly to knock it away. Nice delivery there. He almost fit it in that window.
Yeah,
there.
It was really, I mean, it's a neat play, but I think the problem is you could probably maybe run it once or twice, and I think you have to have a pretty good gap between them.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, so good play, just better defense there. Good work by Schuler and Wilson to swat it away. All right, on to punt it away is Tyler Winooski, another senior. Stands inside his 35 awaiting the punt snap. Schuler and Pio await at the 30. Snap is a good one. It's a short kick. It's angling towards Schuler, who's going to signal fair catch and make it at the 39-yard line with a man right in his face.
Don't do that again.
The ball died very quickly.
Yes.
And I thought he may have thought he had more room than he did, and all of a sudden there's a red shirt right there in his lap.
The punter, I think, felt the rush. I think it was a fairly close defender, so he kind of quick kicked it. Didn't get much on it. And then so the offensive line was able to cover the punt, and I just would have let the ball go.
So 16 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers will start at their own 39. Good field position here. Evan Blake back in the game. Jairus Adams at fullback. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Two tight end set. They give it to Jairus Adams. The real running room cuts to his left and explodes into the secondary, still on his feet, and pushes down to the 47-yard line. There's a bunch more for Jairus. Give him 14 on his first carry of the night.
Well, you know, between him and Blake, they just literally, I mean, PO2, but not as much, I think, just don't want to go down. I mean,
yeah, right.
And every time Jairus gets the ball, it concerns him because he's fighting so hard for extra yardage, just flying all over the place.
And Prochniak, too.
Right? Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He takes usually three or four guys to pull him down. Tough, tough running for the Panthers. First and 10, giving room is Ebo Pio. Off the right side, he bounces into the secondary, and he's going to rip off 10 more. They finally wrap him up there, and again, just keep the legs moving. Not a lot of room over there, but just stayed right on the back of his blocker, and say, I'll run till you stop me.
That's right.
And they'll move the chains again and as they put it down at the Harrington 37-yard line. 7:07, 7:06 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. I'm sorry, in the first half, rather. Second quarter action. Abington 6, Truman nothing. 21-0 Panthers right here and looking for more. Jason Stone into the game at split end. He's split to the left. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Motion man is Blake. Play fake and back to pass is Ryder. Looking. Fire into the flat. Has a man out here. It's caught by Pio. Looking for room to the 30. Cuts inside. And he's got himself another first down on his second catch of the year. Down to the 24. 13 yards later, the Panthers 2-for-2 throwing it. Well, this is what you had asked for, right, Mike? Hit the flat.
Well, yeah. Get some passing going. Yeah. I got to tell you, on top of that, Jason Stone was wide open in the end zone.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So he could have thrown it that deep, too. So
well, set that one up for later. Later,
I'm sure chasing him back to the huddle. Next time.
Yep.
I'm open.
Marple Newtown on top, 21-0 here. Same score. Panthers first and 10. From the 24, back is Ryder. Looking, has time, and he fires. He's got his tight end in and out of the hands of Christian Major. And, well, he had a man in the flat, Walker Jordan. I'm sorry, no, that was not Jordan. That was 6, Jairus Adams. Went to the tight end a little deeper there on the flood route. Major could not squeeze it, or he'd probably be in the end zone, too.
And I will tell you that Jason was open again.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to throw it that far, which is okay with me.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I think working on the 10- or 15-yard passes is the place to be.
Second down and 10 from the 24. Stone, tight end to the left, Mazur to the right. Ryder under center. The fullback is Jairus Adams. The give is to Adams, quick hitter. He's got some room. Lowers the shoulder, runs through a man. Still going inside the 15-yard line to the 14. He's going to be near first down yardage, and I think they're going to give it to him.
Yep.
10 more as he just trucked a man in the secondary.
He was easily stopped at the 16. I mean stopped. And just kept his knees up and went for another 4-3.
Well, Adams, again, coming off a career-high 129 yards and 2 scores last week, was really the spark plug in a kind of a game that was slogging along till midway in the second quarter, and then he just got free a couple of times and game changer. So he's in there again at fullback. Split to the right is John Wilson. Mazur, tight end to the left. Motion man and give is to lots of room off the right side to Jairus Adams. He's going to be inside the 5 and tumbles down near the 2.
Boy, the seas parted on that one. That hole, you and I could have run through side by side holding hands there, Brian.
12. Well, a man can dream, right? So here we are. First and goal from the 1.
You're such a flirt.
Yeah. First and goal from the 1 as Adams takes 13 more. And now they'll mark this just inside the 2. So we'll call it the 2-yard line here. 2 tight ends. Mazur to the left, Wilson to the right. Your fullback is Jairus Adams. They give it to Adams one more time off the right side. They've got him stacked up, but he falls forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. 4:52 to play in the second quarter. Jairus Adams starting to get things going in this drive. And the Panthers cap it with their 4th touchdown of the night. Well, it's not been absolutely perfect. You had a penalty, you had a fumble, but boy, the Panthers have find ways to bounce back even after just a few mistakes. And the offense has been terrific. Ball spotted, kick is away. Emmett Young, 4-for-4 on the night.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Will do, Emmett. Hope everybody else is joining it, too. You can check it out on havenfootball.net during the week. Glad you're with us during the broadcast tonight. 28-0. Panthers on top here at Harrington on havenfootball.net.
Hi, this is Emmett Young, the kicker for Strathaven since 2016. For my senior season, I want my kicks to mean more than just points in a football game. I've partnered with Kick It and Alex's Lemonade Stand to raise money to find the cure for childhood cancer. Go to the link on havenfootball.net or my Twitter bio, at EmmettYoung7, and pledge an amount for each point I score this season. And together, we can help kick childhood cancer. Thanks, and go Haven!
And it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through!
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High School. 4:52 to play here in the second. Panthers on top, 28-0. Emmett Young has it teed just inside the hash mark this time for the kickoff. See if they go deep or just want to shorten it up a little. They do go deep. Headed toward Cresswell, who backs up and has to go off his shoulder pads, juggles and makes a catch at the 9, comes up the hash mark, and he cuts to his left, still weaves his way out across the 30, and is wrapped up finally at the 33-yard line. So nice work there by Cresswell, who had to go backwards for a bit just to haul it in. Matt Schuler in on the tackle with Cole Peichel and Isaiah Freeman. So Cresswell has had a couple nice kick returns to get the Rams set up on offense, but just 19 total yards here for Harrington through the first quarter and a half, as a couple of really nice positive plays have been offset by negative rushing yards, a couple of sacks and juggled snaps and fumbles and some mistakes here on the Rams sideline, or on the field rather. And it's a steep mountain to climb here for the Rams. First and 10 from their own 33. Trailing 28-0. Brano's in the gun. Two receivers either side. Back looking. Fires a little shallow cross. It's complete to Jackson Smith, who's near first down yardage. Panther rush did not get home that time. And Smith makes the grab and gain of 10 out to the 43-yard line. Saw Smith hobbling off the field here. Started to change my tune for a moment, but Corey Harris helped on the tackle. And in the meantime, fresh set of downs here for Harrington. Two receivers to the far left are Fleaser and Krebs. To the near side, Tevis and number 9, Cave. Here we go. Shotgun on first and 10. Give inside is to Copley, who dances out to the right side. The Panthers closing quickly. Evan Blake's got him wrapped up and then gets help. Loss of a yard on the play. Prochniak and Barlow over there to help. But Evan Blake closing quickly. And again, boy, he's got that rangy action there at linebacker and hard to get around that 6'4 frame. He does a terrific job out there on the edge. 3:44 and counting to play here in the first half. 28-0 here. Marple Newtown on top, 21-0. We'll try to keep you posted on a couple other updates here. Upper Perk on top of Phoenixville, 7-6. Both of those teams technically still in the playoff hunt. But in the meantime, we've got Boyertown leading Perk Valley. Here we go. We'll get back to this in a moment here. Second down and 10. Shotgun snap to Branagh. Back, looking, under pressure. Dumps over the middle. Shallow cross complete again. Across the midfield stripe to the Panther 49. That's Matt Krebs, his first catch of the night. Forward progress. Well, they're going to give him only the 50-yard line, so it'll bring up third down and about 3. Wilson on the tackle for the Panthers. Panthers still rushing 4 here. Harris, Shahadi, Mazur, and Matt Dowdy in there. Sam Burke getting a breather. Third down and 3. Clock ticks. From the midfield stripe, two receivers to either side. Branow with Cresswell next to him in the backfield. Third and 3. Panthers rush 4. Give inside is Cresswell straight ahead, and he's going nowhere. No gain on the play. Getting off his block is Corey Harris, and he says absolutely not. Fourth and 3 upcoming.
I think Harrington's got to go for this. It's 50-yard line. They're trailing by 28. Why punt it? Just so you can get the 4 yards.
Yep. Branow checks, brings in the play. Checking out of the game is Matt Krebs. Panther defense trying to keep the shutout streak going as they knocked off Marple Newtown 10-0. Springfield 21-0. Here they're up to 28 in the first half. Two receivers to either side. Branagh in the gun. Cresswell right behind him with 1:49 to play before halftime. Cresswell, or Branagh back to pass. Looking. Has time. Heavy pressure from the backside. Fires underneath. Incomplete. Very well covered. Schuler in coverage. And then backside pressure coming from Shahadi and Dowdy. Great job there. And they force another turnover on downs. They being the Panther defense, who has given up again just 36 yards of offense with a minute 39 to play before halftime. And now for the Panthers, you know, there's this fine line of do you go for broke and try to shorten this game before halftime?
Well, that would be the instinct. I mean, Haven got the ball first, and so they'll get it. You know, Herring will get it first in the second half.
Yeah, Panthers come in tonight. I say that not to run up the score or anything. I say that only because they are coming into tonight less than 100% healthy in a few spots. And so if there's a way to get a running clock circumstance, there might be something to consider. Schuler in the backfield with Jairus Adams. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On first down, they play fake and give it to Blake. Lots of room off this left side. 45-40 with Dowdy in front of him. Shoved out of bounds, but Evan Blake, and then there's a flag on the player. Are you going to get a – what did you get here? This will be interesting. This is right at the end of the run.
Yeah, but I thought it was on the block, which I don't understand.
Are you going to get Dowdy on an illegal block? I don't know. I think they are. I didn't see anything.
What was
there.
The illegal block?
I do not know. You're going to have to look at the film on that one. All right, Blake out of
back.
Bounds. Yeah, all right. So Blake goes for 19 more yards, but then they're going to block. I don't know how he could have blocked somebody in the back, honestly. Dowdy was kind of leading the way there, but okay. All right, so result of the play and then the result of the penalty is going to turn this into second down and one from the 41-yard line. I'm sorry, first and one. All right, first and a yard from the 41. Jason Stone split to the right. Wing to the left is Matt Schuler. Schuler goes in motion. On first and one, give inside Jairus Adams. First down and more. 35-30, still shuffling his feet, still pushing the pile, and down to the 26-yard line. 15 more yards for Jairus Adams. This will move the chains.
Well, that's really, if you're going to score, that's how you do it. Just keep it on the ground. Don't penalize them.
Yep.
Just keep handing it to the guys. And if we get in there and score, we go to a running clock. If we don't, we don't.
Jason Stone split end to the left. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On second down, first and one. Yes, first and ten, rather. This is Schuler. Leonard explodes into the secondary. Still on his feet, and Matt Schuler will take it on in. 26 yards later, Schuler's in the end zone for the second time tonight. Well, we didn't say they snapped the ball too quickly. I kind of butchered the setup for that one, but the Panthers doing the job up front. He followed his block perfectly, and Matt Schuler showing off the wheels there. 58 seconds to play in the first half, and the Panthers now with a chance to go up 35 and shorten this game. Emmett Young on for the extra point. He's 4-for-4 tonight. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. 35-0. Strathaven, 58.7 seconds to play here before halftime.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
What an effort it's been from the Panthers here. 35-0. We talked about a trap game coming into tonight. Panthers will have none of it. Stick with us. See what Harrington can do with the final minute of the second quarter. And a whole lot more on HavenFootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business Line of Credit. Or PNC Total Auto. A place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight. To search for a new house within your budget. PNC. Make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High. 35-0, Strathaven on top. Emmett Young steps into another kickoff. High, end over end kick is angling towards Cresswell. Has it go through his hands and now scrambling inside the five. Picks it up at the three. He's got two white shirts in front of him. And Barrar and Mazur and Hemingway say that's just enough. They stop him at about the 10-yard line. Great kick by Emmett Young that time. Just angling and angling like a coffin corner kickoff there. Backed Cresswell up, made it a very difficult catch, and even if he does make the catch, he's hemmed in, you know, just a yard inside the sideline there. And now, with 90 yards to go, three timeouts still available for Harrington, but with 49 seconds left, do you play it safe here?
Well, they just don't want to turn the ball over. That's the number one concern.
All right. Panthers show four down linemen. The linebackers well off the line of scrimmage here. Don't want to give up the big play. Branagh in the gun. Three receivers to his left, one to the right. On first down, they give to Copley, who runs right into Alex Shahadi. Shahadi says, that's enough. All right, so loss on the play, back to the three, and the Panther defensive linemen are having their way with the guys up front right now.
Yeah, it's just a totally dominating experience, which is not unexpected. I really do feel badly for Harrington. They're doing what they can do. They're just outmanned at almost every position.
Like I said before the game started, Justin Miller, you know, feels good about the kids. He said they are out here. They work.
They got a large roster.
They do. They're growing the program, and you know, they won their first league game since 2014 with that win over Laura Marion. Yeah. So again, things are on the upside, even though the scoreboard doesn't say it right now. Final play of this first half. Branagh gives to Copley, looking for a little bit of running room. Nope, that's a different runner. Oh, it is Copley. Okay, and he's banged out of bounds as the horn sounds. Evan Blake and Chase Barlow on the stop. The clock hits zero, and what a first half for Strathaven. Taking care of business in the first two quarters. 35-0 Strathaven. The bands are coming out on the field momentarily, and we'll have a whole lot more to talk about at halftime with Andrew and Pete and Mike, and I'll try to get you caught up on scores from around District 1 and District 12. Some big games as we start talking about playoff time in Week 8 of the high school football season. So stick with us. Thank you again to our fantastic sponsors. We appreciate your work every week on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, and Statman Andrew Kaufman. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
And welcome back to Harrington High School, where it's Panthers 35 and Harrington Rams 0, and Strathaven is... No Mike. Maybe there. Okay, sorry about that. So you interrupted my entire train of thought. We'll start with the beginning. Hi there. Welcome back. No, it's anyway, Panthers 35-0 over Harrington Rams, and it's been all Panthers. I mean, Harrington's had a couple of good plays, including recovering a fumble, and they just flipped it right back to Strathaven, and that pretty much epitomizes the first half for Harrington Rams. Pete?
Yeah, what can we say, Mike? It's 35-0, and... We kind of figured a score would be something like this. We didn't know if it would get this way in the first half or not. But Strathaven completely dominated the game all ends. What I liked about Strathaven, too, you hate to pass the ball when you're up that much, but they got some good experience tonight moving the ball through the air because they're going to need this later in the season, especially in November if we get into the playoffs. I know you don't want to throw the ball in cold weather, but you may have to in the playoffs. So it's just an overwhelming dominance by the Panthers tonight, 35-0.
Andrew?
Yeah, the rush defense for Strathaven has been otherworldly tonight, if I can put it that way. Harrington is averaging essentially a negative yard every time they try to run the ball. They have negative 10 yards rushing on the game.
I'm looking at the stats here. They've got I got total yards at 34. Is that
total yards at 34, but they have 25 yards through the air. They have 44 yards through the air.
Okay.
And negative 10 yards on the ground.
Okay, I see. Okay.
It's not been good for her. Harrington tonight,
really?
On the ground.
Well, and Haven's got 317 total yards in the first half. So
they've nearly got 10 times the yardage in the first half. That's just a testament to the defense more than the offense. I mean, the Harrington's defense hasn't been great tonight. We've seen that. And the Strathaven offensive line has just been overpowering.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, if you look at some of the Haven's numbers, Prozniak has 8 carries for an average of 9.3 yards per rush for 74 yards. Ebo Pio's got 6 rushes for a total of 60
He's
yards.
He's got 6 for 60 and a touchdown, averaging 10 yards
10
a carry.
Yards.
Jairus Adams, 5 for 53 and a touchdown.
And over 10 yards average.
Yeah, and Evan Blake, 4 carries, 73 yards, averaging nearly 20 yards a carry.
Yeah. Mike,
He's at 18.3 yards.
Out of all these stats, the most unbelievable stat I don't think I've ever seen. The Panthers have one more point than the opponent does yards. We have 35 points. They have 34 yards.
I don't think I've seen that.
No, yeah. I've never seen that.
We'll remember it too. So all right. So it's going to be a tough game. Of course, we're into a running clock now. So the second half will go pretty quickly. I'm glad our listeners have stuck with us. We've had about the same amount of listeners since almost the beginning of the game. So good for you guys. I'm glad you're still with us. And, of course, if you're listening on the archive, we at this stage of the game don't know how it's going to end up. But with a running clock, I don't think I have in 15 years of high school football, I don't think I've ever had seen a game where it got close after a running clock started.
Yeah.
So,
and based on what we've seen in the first half, I don't think there's much chance Harrington does get back into this game.
No, I think.
I think you are going to see some of Strathaven's JV players come in the second half, get them some reps, so that if we do have injuries that occur later in the season, we have guys ready to step up.
Well, and plus we have guys that are really right now not working at 100%. That really should go to the sideline.
Yeah, and Mike, I think Haven should really rest as many players as they could, because next Friday night they're going to have to travel to Garnet Valley. It won't be a game like this, believe me.
Yeah, no. I think they're I don't know what's going on with Harrington tonight. I mean, it's really not a big deal if Harrington were to score on them. I know we're talking about the shutout, but I hate to keep talking about it too much, only because if Harrington's going to play our JVs for the most part, and if they score on us, there's no harm done. And if it keeps the morale up on the Harrington squad, that's okay with me.
You want to come out of this game healthy, so you can go in there next Friday night to Garnet and with a healthy squad and give it your best shot. This will be the toughest game of the season.
It's absolutely going to be the toughest game of the season next weekend.
Until the playoffs.
Yeah, until the playoffs.
Yep.
But even then, you're going to face a lot of quality squads come playoff time, but I don't think you're going to face a squad that's as good as Garnet Valley is.
I think Garnet Valley is better than any team will play in the opening round.
Well, I would absolutely say that. But if we get to the second and third rounds, I don't think Garnet Valley is up. Garnet Valley is a solid team, but they don't have – I think we have individual talented players that are probably better than their counterparts with the Garnet Valley, but I think overall Garnet Valley is a stronger team. But, look, we got to play the game next week, and that's going to be the end of it. The bottom line is – my point was that a shutout is a shutout, and it's really irrelevant. At the end of the day, it's a win or a loss. And the shutouts are for things like us to talk about, but they really don't mean anything to anybody other than conversation. So let's move off from high school football for just a second, because I know we're going to come back to it with Brian when he kind of does an analysis of where everybody's at. Pete, you want to make a comment about the manager and any predictions of where he's going to end up and who we're going to get?
Well, for the Phillies, they had their press conference today, and it lasted an hour, and I almost fell asleep watching it on my TV at home.
See, well, just like watching their game.
It's amazing to think three men up there and lying.
And we didn't get many answers.
And there's no answers. But they'll find a manager. But you know what, Mike? Unless they get better players, it's not going to matter. It really isn't. You can't go into a season with one quality starting pitcher. I don't care who the manager is. You could dig up Casey Stengel, Connie Mack. It's not going to matter. You need players.
You need pitching.
The problem with the Phillies right now is their minor league farm system is very vacant of quality talent. And until they build up that farm system, they're not going to be in the level of the Braves.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the one guy that I see that's going to be a free agent this offseason is Gerrit Cole. You've seen what he's done in the postseason. His last 18 starts, he's won. 18 consecutive starts, he has won. And
he's going to want more money than
Harper, and I say give it to him.
Yeah, it's not your money.
It's not my money, but it's John Middleton has said he wants this team to get back to the World Series, and to the World Series, you need another starting pitcher.
He's probably the best pitcher in baseball right now.
So you pay Gerrit Cole whatever he wants, and bring him to Philly, and that gives you another shot at actually contending for a postseason berth, because you have two aces.
Cole is, in his last 17 decisions, he's 17-0.
Yeah, 18.
Now he's
18. Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's not
in two postseason starts this year, he struck out 25 and allowed like six hits in two starts in the postseason.
Yeah, I was watching some of that last night. He was still throwing 99 miles an hour in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yeah.
That's how strong.
All right, well, let's switch gears just for a second because we're running out of time on the field.
Okay,
Eagles this Sunday. Tough
Eagles
game.
Eagles this Sunday. Tough, tough game. The Eagles are going to come out. They're going to run the ball. They're going to pound it with Jordan Howard. The Eagles defense will stop Cook, the running back for Minnesota. The Eagles will win a tight win, 24-21.
I think it's going to be a tight one. You've got strength on strength in Minnesota's run game versus the Eagles' run defense. And I think the Eagles do come out on top with the run running backs with Jordan Howard. And I think they have just enough in the receiving core to make it work. I think I'm going to go 21-20, Eagles win.
You know, they sneak it out. What, when you pressure Cousins,
yeah.
He gives you the ball back a lot of times. They got to pressure Cousins. If he gives the ball back to the Eagles, it could be a double-digit win.
Yeah. The only worry I have is Kirk Cousins has been very good against the Eagles. So that's the one thing I worry about, the Eagles not being able to cover their Minnesota's receivers. They're still down a couple of cornerbacks. But I think the Eagles come out on top of this ball game Sunday.
And
then they have to go on the road again.
There we go. So you got the whole sports world here. It's Panthers still leading 35-0 over the Rams. And we'll be back in just a few minutes for the second half of the game. You're listening to the best high school football out there, havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641. Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Harrington High School. Thanks again to Pete and Andrew for joining Mike at halftime, talking all sorts of sports live in front of us and around the Delaware Valley. And speaking of around the Delaware Valley, we'll try to give you some quick score updates from around District 1 and District 12 back on the high school level here. Starting up in the Pac-10 here, Perk Valley trying to stay undefeated in the conference. They lead they lead on the road at Boyertown, 14-6 in the second quarter. Over in Montgomery County, Jenkintown 6. It's being played in Bucks County. Let me correct myself here. Jenkintown is on the road at Bristol. They lead 7-6 in the second quarter. Cardinal O'Hara trails Newman Goretti closer to home here, 46-0.
Ooh, O'Hara, that's not trailing. That's getting beat.
Yeah, O'Hara 1-5 coming into tonight and looking like they're going to run into more trouble here with undefeated Newman Goretti. So that's 46-0 as we speak. All right, CB West led 13-0 on North Penn, gave up that lead 14-13, now has just scored and trying to stay undefeated. The Bucks on top of North Penn, 20-14 late in the second quarter. Do not have a score update yet from Academy Park in Chichester. We'll try to get you one shortly. Coatesville on top of Bishop Shanahan, 20-0. Southerton at 6-1, coming off their first loss of the season last week to North Penn. They're bouncing back. They're leading Council Rock North right now, 14-0. Speaking of bouncing back, Downingtown East lost their first game last week to Downingtown West. They are all over Henderson tonight at home, 28-0 at halftime. Father Judge trails Roman Catholic 27-7. It's a track meet over in Glen Mills. Back and forth they go. Garnet Valley has just scored again late in the second quarter, 28-21. Garnet Valley on top of Upper Darby.
Wow.
So, encouraging news there if you're a Panther fan to say, well, Garnet Valley's defense is penetrable, it seems. But their offense continue to roll as they came into tonight anyway, leading Delaware County in rush offense, and they are doing more of the same so far against Upper Darby. All right, Abington on top of Harry S. Truman, 13-7. Do not have a score from Hatboro Horsham and Cheltenham. Hatboro, again, we talked about it last week, had to cancel their game due to injuries to players, but they are hosting Cheltenham tonight. Cheltenham trying to stay atop the 5A standings right now. Right now, I project them, and as we get into the playoff talk here, I'll try to mix some of this in. Cheltenham at 6-1 atop right now. I think Academy Park will overtake them based on some bonus points and what's remaining. Academy Park playing two 6A teams in Chester and Quakertown. If they win out, if Academy Park takes care of business tonight with Chichester and wins out, I think Academy Park ends up as your one seed. Unless Strathaven can knock off Garnet Valley, then I think that pushes Garnet Valley to Strathaven up into one or no worse than the two. All right, in other news, Kennett all over Avengrove, 21-10. That's another 5A team fighting for playoff position right now. I think Kennett's probably in your top six seeds, maybe as high as 4 or 5. Depends on that final game with St. Mark's as to where Kennett will land. If they go 9-1, they could be as high as a 3 or 4 seed and kick Strathaven into a 5 or 6 maybe. In the meantime, Penwood, they are taking care of business at Interboro tonight. 42-0 is your lead right now for the Patriots on the road. Running clock there as Interboro remains winless. LaSalle at halftime leads Ryan, Archbishop Ryan, 35-0. Another halftime blowout here. Marple Newtown 28, Pencrest nothing. Methacton leading Norristown 14-6 late in the second quarter. Bensalem trails Neshaminy 13-0 in the second quarter as well.
Excuse me, did we get an update on North Penn and...
Yes, 20-14 Central Bucks West on top.
20-20 now.
20-20. Yeah. Okay, all right. So they're tied up in Doylestown. All right, Great Valley trailing Oxford 27-6. Oxford right now on the outside looking into the playoff picture. I think they're going to sneak in maybe as a 16 seed if things break their way. Pensbury on top of Council Rock South 14-0. PW all over Quakertown tonight, 35-0. The Colonials looking to bounce back after a loss last week. Pottsgrove 7, Upper Marion nothing. Upper Marion, I would say, is a potential dance partner for the Panthers in the first round of the 5A playoffs. And this is a game that I expected Pottsgrove could win. So it is holding steady right now. Pottsgrove on top, 7-0. Springfield Delco on top of Conestoga. Back to Central League action. So Springfield 14-0, a win over a 6A team with a couple of wins will help them as well. Right now I'm projecting Springfield as maybe a 13 or 14 seed when it all shakes out. St. Joe's Prep and Archbishop Wood, I do not have an update there. Do not have an update from Sun Valley and Upper Moreland either. Sun Valley still looking for their first win. Upper Perk and Phoenixville both tied at 14 in the second quarter. Westchester East and Downingtown West. This is one we talked about. This is big in both 6A and 5A in terms of seeding. Westchester East more than holding their own right now. 16-14. Downingtown West leads, but only slightly against a Westchester East team that right now I'm projecting them, if it doesn't go their way tonight, I'm projecting them as maybe a 3 or a 4 seed. I think that's a team that nobody wants to play in the first round of the playoffs, or second round, or maybe even third round. So I think East is going to be awfully tough to handle, and they are showing it tonight in a dogfight right now with Downingtown West. Speaking of a dogfight in the Chessmont, Westchester, Ruston, and Unionville, both middle of the pack right now in terms of playoff seeding. They are tied at 7 at half. William Tennant and Penridge are also tied late in the second quarter at 14. And Upper Dublin all over Wissahickon right now, 21-7 late in the second quarter. So right now, playoff-wise, I think 6 wins is going to get you in. 5 wins will get you in. I think as it shakes out, there will probably be at the bottom of the seeding, there will probably be 2 teams with maybe 3 wins that get in this year. So again, I think with the win last week, the Panthers probably have secured themselves a home game with 6 wins. They are well on their way to winning tonight. So, you know, you're looking at a 7-win team at the very least, with Garnet Valley looming and Lower Marion in week 10 still to come right back here at this field. But again, Lower Marion, just again projecting ahead, Lower Marion lost to Harrington 20-0, to give you an idea of how things have gone just about 3 miles up the street here in Ardmore. So, again, Strathaven right now looks to be in pretty good shape. And if, you know, who knows, if they can take care of business with Garnet Valley, you're looking at a potential tie for the Central League title. You're looking at potentially a 1 or 2 seed in the playoffs. Of course, Westchester East is saying the same thing. If they can pull it out against Downingtown West tonight, they're likely the 1 seed, you know, going away at that point. They would likely leap ahead of certainly Cheltenham and possibly, or I would say probable, that they would jump Academy Park if you can knock off an 8 or 9 win 6A team.
Right. Well, being a number one seed, the big advantage is that, you know, if you're a number one seed, you're going to get home games right through. All district games are at home, or is the last one at neutral field?
No,
they used to change it.
Yes. So last year, the game was not a neutral field. It was going to be a home field although they changed. They played on a neutral field because of the field conditions.
Yes, that was Academy Park. So the first 2 games were played at home field advantage. But I think the third final game
the district final last year was Upper Dublin and Westchester Ruston. And I think that was at Upper Dublin, I believe.
Was it? Okay.
I believe.
Because I know they were changing things or thinking about changing things, so I don't know. But in any event, if you're number 1 seed or number 3 seed, the real advantage of that technically is that you're going to be home. If you're number 1, you're going to get home field advantage. Of course, there is a difference between number 1 and number 5, number 1 and number 6. I mean, then you're going to play different caliber of opponents. And, of course, that also means that in one of the games you're going to play, if you get lucky, you'll play the number 1 team, which theoretically is better than you are.
But 1 week at a time. And in this case, let's say 1 quarter at a time. Panthers lead it 35-0. Likely to see some substitutions on both sides of the football. Panthers still a prideful bunch on defense, though. My guess is they'd like to see this shutout streak continue. It's been, it was midway through the third quarter of the Haverford game. It was actually pretty early in the third quarter when Chase Wint ran off that long touchdown run. Aside from that, it's been, nothing but zeros for the Panther defense. So 11 straight quarters without giving up a point, and we're ready to start the third quarter of this one. Emmett Young has it teed high, short pooch kick. It's going to come down to one of the up men. It is juggled momentarily, and then coming up the far sideline into the arms of let me get the returner first. That was Rowan Turan with the return, and he was knocked out of bounds by Alonzo Agunde. All right, so there we go. First down and 10 for Harrington at their own, where are they putting it down? At their own 37-yard line. Panthers with some substitutions on defense. Cole Pikel into the game at inside linebacker alongside of Isaiah Freeman. Christian Mazur checks out. Mike Golay checks in at defensive tackle. They kick the defensive Matt Dowdy out to defensive end opposite Alex Shahadi. Corey Harris in the middle alongside of Golay. And there's a pistol look here. Two receivers to either side for your senior quarterback, Branow. On first down. Looking. He fires an incomplete. I'm sorry, that's not Branow in the game now. Is it? Where's your quarterback?
11. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Okay, it was. Hiding his number there momentarily, but pass falls incomplete. Branow on the first half, now 7 for 12 throwing it for just 44 yards. Max Copley was his favorite receiver with 22 yards receiving. But he spread it around to several different receivers, and now second down and 10 from the 37. Panthers secondary is the same. Pio at free safety. Adams and Barlow on the corners, and strong safety outside linebacker is Matt Schuler. All right, two receivers to either side. Brano on the gun, takes the snap, gives inside to Copley. He's going to bounce it to the right side, and the Panthers slow him down there with Mike Golay. Give him about 4 or 5 yards here. We'll see where they put it down as they unpile on that far sideline. They'll spot it at the 41-yard line, third down, and about 6. So running clock here in the second half if you're joining us late. Panthers with 5 touchdowns, 4 on the ground, 1 through the air in the first half, and 1 just before halftime put us in this running clock circumstance. So timeouts and scoring plays are really the only thing that will stop the clock at this point. Incomplete passes, clock continues to roll. All right, two receivers to the left of the formation are Fleaser and Cave. Now they send a third receiver to the left, one to the right. So trips left, and they give inside ball on the ground, scramble for it, and it looks like the Panthers are on it again. Oh. Is that Harris again on top of it? Nope. That's Isaiah Freeman with a fumble recovery. So disrupted handoff in the backfield. Good penetration up front there. Knocked the ball loose, and Isaiah Freeman pounces on it. His first fumble recovery of the season on the varsity level. And the Panthers start first down and 10 at the 41. So Freeman stays into the game as your quarterback. Jairus Adams is going to check out at running back, so we'll see as they break the huddle who's lining up where here. All right, Cole Pikel into the game at halfback. Dylan Shaw is your fullback. Under center is Isaiah Freeman. On first down, they give it to Shaw with running room momentarily, and he'll drive the pile to about the 36-yard line. Gain of 5 for Dylan Shaw.
And Freeman, we should notice, is a sophomore.
Yep, that's right. Just a lot of the JV team in there right now, so includes 73, Chris, Jake Millett on the offensive line. 85 is Andrew Ensley at tight end. We'll see who's over the ball at the moment. All right. Walker Jordan in there as a second tight end, but he may split wide at moments too. On second down, give is to Pikel, who's going to dive across the 30-yard line. First down, Panthers. Down to the 28, gain of 7 for, I'm sorry, that was Hemingway, not Pikel. So Alex Hemingway checks in. I should know better. He's got the still got the pink shoes going and from breast cancer awareness last week. So Hemingway, one of your better special teams tacklers and good secondary player. They've got a carry right there. Also on the offensive line is Jake Dunning at left guard. First and 10 from the 29. Freeman under center. It's Pikel off the left side this time. He's going to step away momentarily, and then, nope, good job there by Shane Sullivan to hang on and drop him for a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, grabbed his foot and wouldn't let go, and had nowhere to go.
Waited for help, as he should. So checking into the game for Harrington is Chip Hockheimer at linebacker as well. Brings up second down and about 13. Checking in is Nate Harrington as well. He'll be in the offensive backfield when they break the huddle. Harrington next week has Ridley and then finishes with Pencrest, which should be an interesting game and I think a much better matchup. Walker Jordan, tight end to the right. On second and 13, give is to Dylan Shaw off the left tackle, and he'll get back near the original line of scrimmage to the 29 and not much else, so brings up third down and 10. 67, Jack Weiler in there at tackle as well. On the offensive line for Strathaven. As the clock ticks, we're inside of 8 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 35-0 Strathaven from the Harrington 29-yard line. There we go. From 7:44 and counting to play here, third down and 10. Isaiah Freeman under center. Give on the Mustang sweep. This is Hemingway looking for room off the right edge. Cuts inside, still gets a few, squeaks his way down near the 21. So gain of about 8 brings up fourth down and about 2. So nice work there on the fake inside and stretch the defense out. Hemingway with a good cut. Good pursuit there from the Harrington defense that time, too. They flowed the ball very well.
Harrington played that very well. It was way too wide. And of course, the beauty of a sweep is it keeps pushing forward. So even though if you don't let him turn the corner, you still may have gained 5, 6, in this case, 8 yards.
Jack Beck over the ball at center. Fourth down and 2 for the Panthers. 2 tight end set. Freeman's going to keep it himself. Quarterback keeper is going to push, and I think he may have it here.
Yep.
Freeman still driving the pile, and they blow it dead, but they're going to say first down, yep. Strathaven. Nice patience there. Waited for that gap, the A gap there off the left guard, and Freeman moves the sticks, and the clock continues to melt.
That was really 2 yards. This is a long quarterback sneak.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not the normal, the fourth and inches thing.
Isaiah's a strong kid. 6 foot. About 180 pounds, and again, he's a guy that's
got a great bus driver. Oh, that would be
yeah. Good. Okay, right. There you go. So, first and 10 from the 18. Panthers in the red zone again. It's Pikel off the left side, spins away from one man, still on his feet, and he's going to push for a couple there. Looked like trouble momentarily, but he'll still end up with a couple yards here, down near the 16. Good push there by a number of red jerseys. Try to keep you posted as second half action starts in other places as well. Berwick leading 21-7, if you want to talk about what's going on in Cole Country.
Yep. How's Berwick doing this year?
They're very good. They're very, very good. All right, I'll come back to another bit of Delco news here in a minute. Second down and 8. Give it to Dylan Shaw off the right side. He's going to spin and does a good job holding on to the ball as number 15, Chip Hockheimer, was ripping at it.
Yeah, and that was a good tackle, too. Really wrapped him up and put him down. That was nice.
Shaw takes it down to the 12 and brings up third down in about 5. Quick update here. Desmond Johnson from Penwood is now Delaware County's all-time passing yardage leader. He needed a little over 100 tonight against Interborough to break the record that was set by Anthony Paoletti of Marple Newtown just 3 years. This record's not even 3 years old now. But Desmond Johnson now over 7,000 career passing yards. Third and 3 right here. They go to Pikel off the right side. He's going to spin his way inside the 10 and have himself, I think, a first down.
Not very close.
No, it's enough to put the sticks down on the far sideline. First and goal to go for the Panthers from the 8-yard line. Max Copley on the stop for the Rams.
Now we're down to under 5 minutes in the third quarter, which means that the Panthers just continue to hold on to the ball. What's the time of possession so far?
Time of possession, right now, Harrington still leads that, but that's still that's a fixed stat from halftime at the moment.
We'll see how this
drive finishes. First and goal from the 8. Freeman gives to Pikel, dances outside, inside, outside again, and leans down to about the 2. Cole Pikel with some nifty running there between the tackles. And it'll bring up second down and goal from about the 2. So Pikel, 1 carry for 19 yards coming into tonight, as a couple more right now. And
Freeman's got more yards running back and forth to talk to the coach than he's got in the field.
That's right. Well, Isaiah, he's going to see a lot of time on the at inside linebacker the rest of the night as well. He's under center with two tight ends in front of him. Dylan Shaw in the backfield. He's got the Pikel off the right side again. Cole Pikel is in for his first varsity touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers. 3:41 to play in the third quarter. And number seven, the junior, Cole Pikel, with the payoff tonight in the third quarter. And 41-0, extra point pending here. 3:41 to go, and the Rams just having a hard time. Slowing anybody down right now. On to attempt the extra point for the sixth time is Emmett Young. Ryder to hold. Ball is low, spotted nicely. Kick is away. It is long enough and good. Good job there by Ryder to dig it out of the dirt.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Will do, and we will keep things rolling right here. Late third quarter, Panthers absolutely rolling right now. Defense, offense, special teams, and more. Rams trying to get on the board when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Here we go. Emmett Young tees it up again. Another high short kick. It's going to come down at the 29-yard line and cutting back to his left with a little bit of running room momentarily. The Panthers just missing tackles left and right. And then finally making the stop is number 61, Jake Dunning, as going all the way across the field, Rowan Terran. So nice work there by Terran to take it out to the 37-yard line. Ran probably just as far sideways there, but Panthers did not wrap him up very well. So give him 8 yards on the return and about 35 yards laterally. So second possession of the half here for Harrington. They trail 42-0. In at quarterback now is the freshman, Logan Rothberg. Rothberg with two receivers to either side. Copley on his left hip. On first down, snap comes to him, and it's intercepted by Pikel. Pikel to 35-30, and Cole Pikel's down this far hash and into the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Offense, special teams, and now defense, and now Panthers are getting into it here. There's a little bit of a scrum here as you've got a pile-up post-play here. You're going to end up with all sorts of flags here. You've got players getting into it left and right, and now it's boy, oh boy, I didn't see what happened or
I was looking at my computer. Ended up no idea.
There. But Pikel goes with the pick six here. And you're going to have all sorts of laundry to sort out here post-play. So, all right. It looked like Matt Dowdy got into it with two red shirts there, blocking downfield on the extra point. Or, I'm sorry, on the interception return. So, we'll see. We'll see what they sort out. But in the meantime, Pikel into the end zone on the ground. And then, well, the very next snap from scrimmage, he's into the end zone for a second time this year. The Panthers' second defensive touchdown of the year. Well, third technically, second pick six. One against Pencrest. And then last week with the punt block that was scooped up by Matt Dowdy and scored. But Jarris Adams against Pencrest ran one back there. And Pikel takes one back. We're going to call it right now about probably about a 36-yard return.
Oh, they're going to talk to the coaches now.
I think you might have a couple guys that are done for the night.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
On one or both sides here.
Last play. Do they have the last on our stats?
Yeah, intercepted by Pikel at the 47-yard line. Okay. We'll see. We'll check the film there.
I think we always check the film.
I mean, the line of scrimmage was a 37, and yeah, it's probably about a 47-yard return there. So anyway, Cole Pikel with his first varsity interception and first defensive touchdown of his career after his first offensive touchdown came about 30 seconds ago. All right, so the officials are going to sort this out. It'll be an extra point upcoming. While we're dealing with that, your score is 48 to nothing for the Panthers with the lead, and extra point still pending. All right, so Coach Clancy already got one explanation on the far sideline. I don't know if there are any ejections forthcoming or if there are just going to be offsetting unnecessary roughness or who knows what. But now the officials come over to Coach Justin Miller on the near sideline and is going to sort things out from there. And I don't know if they'll say that's enough from some kids or if that's a...
Well, the flags are all picked up. The ball's been set at the extra point mark at the three-yard line.
Yeah. All right, so they're going to try the extra point.
Okay, unnecessary roughness against Harrington, unnecessary roughness against offsetting.
And they all offset. Okay.
All right,
here we go. All right, so we've got a new kicker coming into the game here. Number 17 is Miles Furman. Your 5'8", 135-pound sophomore, left footer. I'm sorry, 47, rather. All right, your extra point is up, and it is good. All right, up and good, and that's 47, not 17. I'm sorry, yeah. So anyway, Miles up and good, nicely done. 49-0. He's got a different number on his back tonight than he has on our roster in front of us. So we'll take a short time out. Be back in 30 seconds. Just stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High School. 49-0. Strathaven on top here. The 49-0 was where the scoreboard finished last year over at George L. King Field. The Panthers' last visit here was a 27-7 victory in 2017. And now the Panthers leading by 7 scores, and Emmett Young on to kick it away. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down again to number 8 with his third return of the night. He's got some room down that far sideline, and Tehran down this with one man to be 30, 25, and Emmett Young slings him out of bounds and saves the touchdown. Nicely done there as Tehran maybe learned something from his last return that went almost straight sideways and not much north-south. That time he took one step to his left, burst out to the right, and oh my, 55 yards later, they're going to set this up first and 10, just outside the 10-yard line. Well, now they're going to say, all right, he stepped out at the 13, so a touchdown-saving tackle from Emmett Young. All right, so reserves in on defense now as well for Strathaven, Jake Dunning, and Millette up front at defensive tackle. Number 6, who's in there? Andrew Ensley at end. Walker Jordan on the corner. Nate Harrington in the defensive backfield as well. And back to pass, and now you're going to get pre-snap movement here. Oh, offsides on Strathaven. All right, well, you're going to get the Panthers jumping. And now first down, it'll be first and 5 from about the 8. All right, so mistakes there for the Panthers. Cole Pikel and Ethan Barrar are inside backers. Alonzo Ogunde at free safety. Alex Hemingway on the corner on the far side. Isaiah Freeman in there at linebacker as well. There's mass substitutions there for the Panther defense. All right, now just 8 yards from pay dirt. Harrington with 2 wide receivers to either side. Moving right to left here in the third. A give is to Copley, who's going to dance his way for a few and be finally driven backwards. But I think forward progress will give him a first down. It's going to be very close to the 4-yard line. We'll see. And, yep. They stop the clock momentarily. Okay, no, they run the clock. All right, here we go. First and goal to go from the three. All right, Logan Rothberg in at quarterback. Can Harrison punch it in? 111, 110 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Strathaven trying to hold on to a shutout perhaps. Copley in the backfield behind Rothberg. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Panthers show blitz. Give inside is to Copley trying to turn the corner on the edge, and he's going to be strung out nicely by the Panther defense. They've got him dropped all the way back at the 8-yard line. Isaiah Freeman exploding in. Had him going sideways, and a great job in pursuit after that. Second and goal to go from the six. I guess they're put it down. Yep, and it's seven.
Seven, actually. Yeah.
All right, loss of four on the play. All right, we will try to keep you posted if there's any score updates from elsewhere. And namely, the other biggie in the Central League tonight, which is sort of a barn burner, a shootout there. All right, hold on. Stick with us here. Second down and goal. Give inside to Copley one more time. The Panthers hang on and drop him. Ethan Barrar, stop him at the five. Third and goal from the five on what's going to be the last play of the third quarter. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They'll take this down to zero, switch ends of the field, and the Panther defense is going to try to hang on to that zero on the scoreboard. All right, well, still, things going very well for Strathaven since the halftime gun. 49-0 is your score. Fourth quarter action coming up. Glad you're with us, live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, and Pete Fulginetti joining as always. 49-0 Strathaven as we start the fourth quarter. But Harrington trying to take advantage here of a terrific kick return from Rowan Tehran that set them up at the 13-yard line. And now third and goal to go from the five. Panthers with a number of the junior varsity players in there. Trying to hold on to a shutout for perhaps the third week in a row. The Rams trying to get themselves on the board for the first time in 3 weeks. Here, Rothberg in the gun. Two receivers to either side. Copley on his right hip. On third and goal. Takes a shotgun snap. Fires over the middle. It is juggled and falling forward, but shy of the goal line by inches is number 12, Seth Fleeser. And what a job there by inside backer Barrar. And now they're at the 1 yard line.
And what a gutsy call for Harrington. I mean, that ball gets picked off. That's the end of your hopes of scoring.
Quick slant. Well, now you're fourth and goal from the one. Can the Panthers hold up for one more play? My goodness. I'm not sure how they kept that out of the end zone. What a job by Barrar just standing him up and then hanging on for dear life. All right, here we go. Fourth and goal from the one. In the shotgun is Logan Rothberg. Copley stands behind him. Receivers two to either side. High snap, looks, fires a slant again. It is juggled and incomplete. It goes, and then a flag comes in late. Let's see. Are you going to get pass interference against Strathaven? It is pass interference against Strathaven in the end zone. So, Harrington now will get four cracks at it from the one. So they go right back to the same play. Ball went through the hands that time of Seth Fleeser. And it'll bring up.
Still fourth down.
Not an automatic first. Oh, it's half the distance. That's right. Okay. Still fourth down. My fault. Not an automatic first down here. Fourth and goal to go from inside the one. Panthers trying to hold again. They give to Copley, and he is going to push the pile. No! He is stoned at the 3-yard line. What a job by Barrar and Freeman. Ethan Barrar with consecutive stops at the one. And now the Panther offense back on the field. The defense has held up again. What a job.
Oh, boy. That's just, that is, As badly as I feel for the Harrington team, that is such an impressive effort by Haven defense.
49-0 is your score, and now the Panther offense.
Well,
back on
four are off and three came on, so there's definitely a problem there.
Freeman's going to get the play.
All right.
And Jack Weiler checks in. Jack Beck checks in for the offensive line. First and 10 from their own two. Panthers trying to get out of the shadow of their own goalposts here. Dylan Shaw is your fullback. Nine men in the box. It's going to be Freeman, who's going to go right up the middle for a lot of more breathing room now.
Yep.
He'll be out near first down yardage here. Give him nine on the quarterback keeper. And Freeman was actually a step away from going a long way. Well, second down and one, and the Panther offense is absolutely trying to melt the clock at this point, as the defense has more than done their part tonight, Mike.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. By the way, the background sound of the drums is the Harrington Band Drum Corps, who's been just beating the drums for quite a while now.
Second down and one. Gives it to Dylan Shaw. First down yardage as he pushes off right tackle and forward across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Gain of five and another Panther first down.
You know, we spoke about the shutouts and not being really a necessary thing. I don't think there's any doubt that Haven played this to keep the shutout going. I mean, they were playing tough. They could have just easily rolled over and said, fine, they'll get 6 points. Who cares? But they played it tough. They didn't want that score. They wanted to go in against Garner Valley as having X amount of quarters scoreless.
Isaiah Freeman under center. Wing T behind him. Two tight ends in front of him. They give on the sweep. Alex Hemingway off the right side. Lots of running room. 25-30. Alex Hemingway is stiff arm at the 35-40. And finally bang down at the 48-yard line. Give Hemingway a gain of 33. And another Panther first down. But a flag on the play back at the 25.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yep,
that's a shame.
Yeah,
because he, he was well on his way. They didn't, frankly, they didn't, where the flag is sitting, he was well outside or beyond that point.
Yeah.
So they're going to march this back from the 25. I think you're still going to end up basically with first and 10 here.
Yep.
So the hold occurred at the first down marker, basically. And, again, Hemingway with all sorts of room. Everybody bit inside on the fake to the fullback, and
I would run it to the other side and see what happens.
Right.
If anybody's left, they can have the wind to do it.
Okay. Freeman brings in the play. Clock melts. 8:45 and counting the play in the fourth. 49-0 Panthers. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. Hemingway in the backfield. They give it to him one more time, and he's going to cut back to his left, and he's still got room off the left edge now. 30, he's going to lower his shoulder and pick up a first down, and Alex Hemingway looking for contact on that one, it seems. And you're going to put it down at the 34, and now another flag. Is there another flag? No. Okay. All right. So Hemingway out to the 34. Gain of 18. And, he serves a breather on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Two long runs there for number 8.
What are we
busy
up for total yards here?
Well, Panthers at 422.
Huh.
Total yards, 400 on the ground. Harrington gave up 407 to Upper Darby back in week 3. So this is Panthers on their way to topping that even. Give is to Dylan Shaw on first down. He's going to keep the pile going here. Lunges out to the 48-yard line. Sorry, 38-yard line. Gain of 4. 35-0 is your score. Marple Newtown over Pencrest.
We got any updates on the Upper Darby?
Yeah, I was just looking for that. 14-14, Conestoga and Springfield.
Really?
So
that's a good game.
That is a good one. So Springfield had a nice lead there, but it's evaporated. Second down and 6 here from the 38-yard line. Freeman under center. Gives to Cole Peichel off the right side. He's got some running room and a first down and more. Bounces outside. Midfield, 45, and then tumbles forward into Harrington territory. 17 more for Peichel, and another Panther first down. Well, Panthers JV team is more than holding their own here.
Yep, absolutely.
And, again, we'll get a JV game on Monday with a great group of ninth graders on the Harrington roster. Remember, last year did not have enough to field even a JV, let alone a ninth grade team. They've got plenty this year, which is a great sign. All right, first and 10 from their 45-yard line. Give is to Nate Harrington. Harrington, he tumbles forward to the 40 for 5 on his first carry of the night. So clock continues to mount. Panthers again on the road next week, on the road right back here the week after that, and then it's back to some home cooking for the playoffs.
Yep.
They've guaranteed themselves a playoff home game with what will be their seventh win tonight. All right. Try to get you updated on other scores if there are any updates to give. Here, give is to Shaw. No, it's got a keeper. Looking for room here is Freeman. They botch the handoff, and Freeman says, I'll keep it myself. Dances away from one man, two man, still on his feet, and dragged down by the shirt tail at the 24-yard line. 16 yards for Freeman, and he's a terrific athlete. He just gives you a different style at quarterback there with a run option.
Now, you called that as a broken play. Did you think it was broken? Anything was called?
I don't know. I think
it, I thought he was intended
maybe.
To take it. I don't know.
It seemed like he and the fullback kind of crossed signals there. It was either a tremendous fake or or a broken play. All right. Here we go. First and 10 from the 24. Wing to the left is Nate Harrington. Shaw is your fullback, and they give it to him off right tackle. He's got room straight ahead. He's inside the 20 to the 19 for five more. Panthers just taking 5 yards at a time when they go between the tackles, and then when they get outside,
yeah,
look out.
It's terrible. When they get outside, it's just nothing but field.
All right. Kennett on top of Avengrove now 28 to 10, so I can't say I'm surprised by that one. I think Kennett has a chance to go 9-1, 8-2 at worst, I would expect, as they will likely win next week, and then it's maybe a toss-up game with St. Mark's of Delaware. Here we go, second down and 5 from the 19. Panthers in the red zone again. Shaw is your fullback. Pikel wing to the right. They give it to Shaw straight ahead. He's got some room. First down yardage inside the 15. They push the pile, and Panthers were still driving when they blew the whistle dead. Down to the 12-yard line, 7 more for Dylan Shaw. Shaw came into tonight with 13 carries for 22 yards. He was in late in a couple of games early on in the season, like in the Pencrest game and others, and he's certainly doing the job tonight to melt the clock. 7 carries, 33 yards for the 6-foot sophomore. 4-11, 4-10 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from the Harrington 12. Freeman gives off the right side is Harrington, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Good work there by number 4, Jackson Smith, getting off his block. And the Harrington senior drops him for a loss of 3 or 4 here. All right, Panthers, a little more real estate to cover now. But this line, this offensive line, the JV line, is really getting a good push as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
450 yards rushing for the Panthers tonight and counting. Second and 14 from the 16-yard line. Isaiah Freeman under center. Turns, gives to Shaw. Straight ahead, he's going to push the pile forward down near the 10. They'll put it down just shy of that 10-yard line. And brings up third down and about 9. Call third and 10. Shaw pretty much good for 5 at a time. It's at a long of 7. Averaging just about 5 now per touch. It's 255, 254 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers 49-0. And you hate to say want to add to the lead, but, you know,
yeah,
these guys are still out there working.
Yeah, let them play.
Let them play is right. So the Panthers played the entire second half of the second team offense, or the JV offense. Isaiah Freeman is under center. Wing to the right is Pikel on third down and 10. Motion man, and the give is to Shaw off the right guard. He goes. He stood up there after another gain of 5 or so. They'll put it down at about the 7. So bring up fourth down. And about 5, I believe.
Yeah, 5 or a long 5, maybe 6.
Yep. All right. Ball just outside the 7. Panthers need just outside the 2, it looks like, on that far sideline. And 4th and 5 it is. Clock ticks will be under 2 minutes to play when the Panthers break the huddle. So Harrington, got to say, they keep battling. They keep fighting. They've had some things not go their way in the turnover battle tonight. But the Panther defense, the story again. Fourth down and five. Isaiah Freeman from the seven. They give his to Harrington off right tackle. He's going to drive the pile. He's going to be very close to a first down. I don't know. And the umpire doesn't seem to think he got it. We'll see about what this line judge says.
Nope.
He's going to be, yep, a yard shy. Gain of four, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. That and a fumble down in that neck of the woods was really the only stops that Harrington got tonight. But with 1:36 to play and trailing by 49, it's going to be a little too late for the Rams, who will fall to 1-7 with a date next week with Ridley, and then Pencrest coming in week 10.
And Haven will flip that to 7-1.
To 7-1, that's right. Mirror images tonight. All right, 1:24 and counting to play here in regulation. Checking into the game for Harrington's number 21, Matthew Vonderhyde, along with number 32, Gavin Kingarski, another freshman. So, Rothberg stands in the gun about 3 yards deep in his end zone. Two receivers to either side. Copley is your halfback. Rothberg wants to throw it from his end zone on the slant and in and out of the hands of Smith. Hit hard by Freeman. Incomplete. It falls. But the clock continues to run. 45 seconds and counting here. Rothberg wants to get another play or two in if he can. Ready to snap. He breaks the huddle without, and my guess is you got the same play coming here. 30 seconds and counting. Rothberg with what may be the last snap of the game. Takes the shotgun snap. Looking under pressure, and the ball is loose. He is thrown. They're going to say incomplete. Ensley and Dunning popped him in the end zone.
I think that's a very generous call.
That could have been a sack and a fumble and a loose ball back there. Yeah. But, again, Mike, you can check the tape later.
Yeah, well,
but
I'm not going to make a big deal about it because, in all fairness, if they did the call on purpose just to, to keep the embarrassment level down, I'm all for that.
All right. Well, clock ticks 6:05, and they are not interested in snapping it again. The Panthers move to 7-1. 49-0 is your score for the second year in a row. The Panthers have matched that outcome against Harrington. Congratulations to Coach Clancy and the Panthers for moving on in the Central League. And congratulations to Coach Meller, and good luck to the Rams moving forward. All right, stick with us. We'll be back for a recap and a little chatter leading into the Garnet Valley game a week from now. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Harrington High School. Strathaven 49, Harrington 0 tonight. So a lot of people had it going that way before the game started. And, you know, we talked about in the beforehand, Mike, that there's something to consider with you know, you come off a couple of big wins against teams that were very competitive and so forth. And then you look on paper and you say, well, we should clobber this team. Not always easy to do when the Panthers came in a little less than 100% health-wise. And look, you say it all the time. They're 16-year-old kids. The emotions can get the best of them for better or for worse. Tonight, though, the Panthers definitely for the better.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they played a good game tonight. A few mistakes, but, that, you know, those things happen. I think it's a good tune-up to play a very tough Garnet Valley next week. They dominated this team, as I think everyone expected them to. Harrington, listen, they played tough all night long. They just don't have the ability, the talent, to take on a team like Strathaven, and it showed. So, you know, JV got a good workout in the second half, and the varsity squad, you know, did what they had to do in the first half, and this is where we're at. So now it's regroup and, you know, practice hard next week and be ready for a very, very tough Garnet Valley game.
Well, lots of sharing of the football through that first half. Panthers with an extremely well-balanced attack. All four featured backs all season you know, to the tune of 60 to 75 yards, touchdowns from several. You mix Matt Schuler into the game now, and he catches one for a score, runs in another one.
Yep.
And again, just weapons galore here on display for the Panther offense. 463 yards rushing, by far a season high, and 49 points later, they're on to week number 9 with a nice 3-game win streak in their back pocket.
And Emmett Young just raised another $80,000 for cancer.
Yeah, so, something like that, yeah. Right.
Not quite that much, folks. Don't panic about it, but he's doing quite well with this fundraising.
That's right.
Venue.
All right. So we'll keep you posted on scores from elsewhere as best we can. You know, in the days ahead, check in later in the weekend. We'll see updates from, of course, the Delco Times and so forth, Upper Darby and Garnet Valley. From what we have heard, anyway, no change in that score. Still 28-20. 28-21, Garnet on top. Marple Newtown still on top of Pencrest, 35-8 now. But in the meantime, you can check that out in the days ahead. Thank you to everybody at Harrington High School. Always a pleasure being here. Everybody gets us set up very well, and we look forward to being back here in 2 weeks for the Lower Merion game along with it. So thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for the stats and the spotting and halftime chatter. Thanks again to Andrew Kaufman for keeping us updated all along with
he's got the stats
right here in front of us. It's a big, big help. And to Mike Mayer, putting in all sorts of time here for the rest of the website and broadcast. One more time from Harrington High School, Strathaven 49, Harrington nothing. Panthers moving on. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.